This week, we're going to have a look at the history of Royal Ascot. The origins of the world's most famous race meeting date back to 1711, when British monarch Queen Anne made the decision to purchase a plot of land close to Windsor Castle, believing it would be a suitable location for holding horse races. Queen Anne was the founder of Ascot Racecourse, and she is remembered by the opening race of the four-day spectacular, the Queen Anne Stakes. The monarch, an equestrian sports fan, was taking a carriage ride through the forest near Windsor Castle in 1711 when she came upon a clearing that looked perfect for racing. The area close to the village of Eastcote was bought at a cost of just £558, and she ordered it to be prepared for racing. The original race meeting to take place at Ascot occurred on Saturday the 11th of August 1711. Her Majesty's Plate, valued at 100 guineas and accessible to any horse, mare or gelding above the age of 6, was the inaugural event. Each horse was forced to handle a quantity of weight of 12 stone, and several runners participated. This battle bore little likeness to racing seen at Ascot today. The seven horses were all English hunters, incredibly different to the electrifying thoroughbreds that race on the flat now. The race comprised of three separate heats, which were 4 miles long. Each leg was about the extent of the Grand National course, so the winner would have been a horse with a significant robustness. Unfortunately, there's no record of the winner of the first place, but following the death of Anne, racing at Ascot faded, with her successor, King George I, disregarding all sports. Racing did return to Ascot in 1720, and it soon became one of Britain's most important racing venues, and the Royal Meeting one of the great social occasions on the sporting calendar. The Gold Cup was first run in 1807, and soon established itself as the showpiece race of the Royal Meeting. Contested over 2.5 miles, it is the longest Group 1 race in Britain. The race course was outlined by William Lowen, who was supported by a team of workers: William Early Brown, a carpenter, Benjamin Clutchett, a painter, and John Grape, who prepared the paperwork for racing. The first static building was erected in about 1794 by George Slingsby, a Windsor builder. It held 1,650 people and was used until 1838. In 1813, Parliament passed an Act of Enclosure. This Act made certain that Ascot Heath, through the property of the Crown, would be kept and made use of as a racecourse for the public in the future. Racing at Ascot was now secure. King George IV initiated the first royal carriage procession on the track in 1825, and it has continued since. The authentic origin of the Royal Meeting is undefined. It was an event that morphed, perhaps, rather than was launched at a particular time, but the initial four-day meeting happened in 1768. Arguably, the meeting as we know it today started to take shape with the induction of the Gold Cup in 1807. Royal Ascot was the only race meeting held at Ascot until 1939. Horses storm up the straight mile, and Gold Cup Day remains the primary race of the third day of Royal Ascot, and is generally expected to be the busiest day of the week. Despite being established by a queen and situated on a crown property, the supervision of Ascot has always been maintained on behalf of the crown by a person appointed by the monarch. In 1913, the Ascot Authority was founded by an Act of Parliament. His Majesty's representative became chairman of the authority, with the clerk of the course acting as secretary. Today, as Ascot Authority Holdings Limited, Ascot maintains both these positions, but with the fresh appointment of trustees and non-executive directors, a chief executive and departmental directors, of which the clerk of the course, who is also racing director, is one. The Queen, as an enthusiast and breeder of racehorses, takes a sharp interest in the races. Over the years, the Queen has had great results with her own horses. The jockeys riding Her Majesty's horses can be distinguished because they wear the Queen's racing colours. These are the same as those of King Edward VII and George IV as Prince Regent. Purple body with gold braid, scarlet sleeves and a black velvet cap with gold fringe. The Queen traditionally presents the Gold Cup, along with the Royal Hunt Cup and the Queen's Vase. These three trophies are made every year and presented to winners to keep. Challenge trophies, many of which are antique, are presented to the winners of the remaining races and are returned after a year to be presented to the next winners. It is without doubt one of the greatest horse racing meetings in the world, and certainly one of the most prestigious. I can't wait for this year's renewal.